Now let's come to Unit 5. 下面我们进行第五单元。Unit 5. Shall we go to the zoo? 第五单元。咱们到动物园去好吗？ Shall we go to the zoo? Shall we go to the zoo? Shall we? 是向对方提出自己的意见的和建议的一种表述方法。好，大家注意，在学习过程中首先理解并且注意观察。 Now first, please look at the dialogue. 首先我们大家看一段对话。 Hello, may I speak to David?
Speaking.
Hi David, this is Ling Tao speaking.
Hi Ling Tao, what's up?
What are you going to do next Sunday?
Nothing much.
Do you have any idea?
So the dialogue happens on the phone.
我们可以看到这段对话呢是发生在电话里面。
May I speak to David?
是电话里面的常用语。我可以找 David 通话吗？
May I speak to David?
Certainly we can also say, can I speak to David or could I speak to David?
Speaking,
请说请讲。
This is Ling Tao speaking.
电话里面说我是林涛。电话用语说 This is Ling Tao speaking.
Hi Ling Tao, what's up?
What's up?
是 what's the matter?
有什么事？你有什么事情要说吗？
What are you going to do next Sunday?
Nothing much.
Nothing much, that is, I'm not going to have nothing much to do.
我下个星期天不会有很多事情的。
Nothing much. Do you have any idea?
你有什么想法吗？你有什么建议吗？
May I speak to?
Speaking.
This is Ling Tao speaking.
这是打电话时的常用语。
What's up?
有什么事？你想说什么？
What's up?
Nothing much.
Nothing much.
意思是没有什么很多的事。Okay? Then they're talking on the telephone. 他们在电话里面谈，主要谈论的是什么呢？
Next Sunday. What can they do?
那么下个星期天他们能够去干些什么？那这个时候呢，林涛呢，就向对方提出了一个建议。
That is, shall we go to the zoo?
Look, shall we go to the zoo?
I hear there's a dolphin show there.
Shall we go to the zoo? Shall we? 是向对方提出建议的常用语。咱们去动物园好吗？我听说那里现在有那个海豚表演。
A dolphin show.
A dolphin show? Good idea.
How can we get there?
那么我们该怎么去呢？
How can we get there?
By bus or by bike? 那么我们是乘公共汽车去呢，还是骑自行车呢？
Okay, let's go by bike.
When shall we meet? 那么我们什么时候碰头？
When shall we meet?
What about a quarter past ten?
What about a quarter past ten? That's a suggestion.
那么你觉得十点一刻怎么样？ Okay, shall we 是向对方提出建议的常用语，相当于 let's.For example, shall we go to the zoo? 相当于 let's go to the zoo, 或者是 let's go to the zoo, alright. Let's go to the zoo, okay. 咱们到动物园去好吗？ Now look at
shall.
Shall we go to the zoo? 实际上它相当于 let's go to the zoo, alright. 咱们到动物园去好吗？Let's go to the zoo, okay?
征求一下对方的意见。那和我们以前学过的
Why don't we go to the zoo?
Why not go to the zoo? 提出建议呢，意义相近。另外呢，我们还可以用 How about 或者是 What about 来表示建议。For example,
How about going to the zoo? Or what about going to the zoo?
要注意的是 Shall we 通常是表示说话人也要和对方一块儿去，就是咱们一块儿到什么地方去。
For example, Shall we have dinner at a restaurant?
我们是不是在外面饭店里面吃饭？
Shall we watch TV tonight?
今天晚上我们看一看电视好吗？
That's shall we.
那么 shall we 相当于说话的人和听话的人双方都要去干一个什么事，因此呢它更贴切的含义呢就是 let's， 请看
let's。
For example,
let's go and watch the dolphin show.
那我们可以把它改成 shall we go and watch the dolphin show?
Let's make it 9:30.
我们还是把时间定在九点半吧。
Let's meet outside the zoo gate.
咱们在动物园的大门口外碰头。
And let's go by bike.
咱们骑自行车一块儿去吧。Okay?
So, let's go on.
咱们接着往下面看吧。
How about 9:15?
你觉得十点一刻怎么样？
9:15,
这是表达终点的一种方法。那么这种表达终点的方法呢，是在口语里面经常使用的。下面我们把这种表示终点的方法来把它总结和归纳一下。
Please look at the picture.
Now look.
That's the face of the clock.
这是一个钟的钟面。
And how to tell the time?
我们如何来说钟点呢？
And this is the half.
30分钟这个地方是一半。
That's half. And this is a quarter.
这是一刻钟。那么一刻钟、两刻钟、三刻钟、四刻钟，也就是这是四分之一。四分之一，四分之一，四分之一。
So here a quarter and a quarter.
那通常呢，如果是从分钟是从这个零字开始走到这个30分钟的时候呢，我们通常是说多少过几点过几分。如果是在钟面的这个半边，也就是走过了30分以后分钟，那么通常说呢几点钟还差多少分。好，下面我们看
What time is it? It's 1 o'clock.
这个是一点整。
Then the minute hand is here.
那么分钟如果走到这个地方呢，我们叫 a quarter. 那分钟走到这个地方呢，我们叫 a half, 或者 half. 好，分钟继续往后走呢，这个地方呢，我们说 a quarter to.那么这个地方呢是 a quarter past, 到了这个地方的 a quarter to, 就是几点差多少分。
Then what time is it?
那现在这个是几点钟呢？我们看到分钟呢是在30这个地方， so half.
We say past. It's 3:30.
Then what time is it?
A quarter past.
Then we say it's 6:15.
What time is it?
Then here is a quarter.
A quarter to.
Then we say it's 8:15. 就到八点还差一刻。好，下面我们看这样几个时间。AM 表示早晨六点一刻。
Get up. It's 6:15. Let's get up.
就现在是6点15分，咱们起床，要求大家用另外一种时间表示法，然后用 shall we 来表达建议。 Then we say, it's a quarter past six. Shall we get up? Now, these two are the same.
那么这个两组句子呢，它的意义呢是相近的。Go on.
七点一刻上学。It's 7:15. Let's go to school. Now please do some changes. It's a quarter past seven. Shall we go to school? Go on. 9:30 a.m. Do I exercise this? It's 9:30. Let's do our exercises. It's 9:30. Shall we do our exercises? Go on. 4:30 p.m. Have some sports. It's 4:30. Let's have some sports. It's 4:30. Shall we have some sports? 5:45. Go home. It's 5:45. Let's go home. And we say it's 6:15. Shall we go home? 9:45. Go to bed. It's 9:45. Let's go to bed. It's 9:45. Shall we go to bed?
Okay. 好，通过这个练习呢，我们进一步去了解怎么样用两种方法说时间，怎么样用 let's 表达建议，又怎么用 shall we 来表达建议。那如果对对方的建议表示赞同呢，可以说 good idea, 或者是 alright, let's, yes, let's, 行，咱们去吧。如果说不行的话啊，就可以表达自己不同的意思。For example, good idea, but, 啊，主意不错，但是我提出我的理由，或者不能去的理由，不能和你一块去的理由。For example, shall we go shopping? Sorry, I have something to do. 很对不起，我还有事要做。Would you wait a minute? 你等一会儿，好吗？ OK, 然后向对方说 Let's go this evening. 咱们今天晚上去吧。那对方表示赞成，他说 OK, let's. 好，咱们就晚上去了。Then, where shall we meet? 我们在什么地方碰面呢？Now, how about, at the gate of the shop? 怎么样，就在商店门口吧。OK. 好，这是向对方提出一些建议的常用结构。